Hey guys, it's JJ the Magician, and this is the first podcast of 2021. So just want to welcome you guys back, and I hope you're enjoying what you've been listening so far. So this one is to answer a question from somebody that sent a nice donation, wanted that amount to be anonymous, and they wanted their names to be anonymous as well. So I just want to say thank you. You know who you are. Their question was, hypnosis, is it real? So just to give you a little bit of history with myself and hypnosis, I've always seen it done. I've always thought, you know, this is fake. You know, this is just, you know, a bunch of guys just acting out in front of their friends. Anytime I saw it was either at a state fair, at like a college party, you know, stuff like that. So I dabbled into it. I started doing some research, and man, there's a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of fake teachers, there's a lot of fake hypnotists, fake hypnosis. It is ridiculous, but I did stumble across the real deal, the goose that laid the golden egg, if you will. I started looking into it, and I decided to try it myself. So I tried it on friends first, right, just to see if, you know, this is for real. They would tell me, or at least I thought. So I'm doing hypnosis, and man, I did not fail. Like, I swear, the first 10 times I did it, it worked. But it got to a point to where I thought they were just playing along. You know, it's like, do they not want to hurt my feelings? Or are they just doing this just to get a laugh? Like, what's going on here, you know? It was one in particular time when I'm reading through the book, if you will, that shows you hypnosis, and there's a sentence in there that bugged me, and the sentence was, when, you know, for you to tell the people that you're hypnotizing, you tell them, just play along, you know, whatever I say, act it out, imagine it to your best capabilities. And I always thought, that's the sucker line, right? Like, you know, you're basically telling them, hey, pretend, whatever I say, just do it, humor me, kind of a thing. At least that's how I took it. So as I'm going through my journey of hypnotizing people, I started, you know, to get enough bravery to do it to strangers, because I mean, a stranger will definitely call you out on it. And it worked, and wow, did that give me a boost of confidence. I would hypnotize groups of people. I never wanted to do just one or two, because there was always that risk that person is not going to follow direction. I think everyone can be hypnotized. However, you have to really put in your all and pay attention. With that said, I was hypnotizing a group of people once, and this one guy would not allow himself to be hypnotized. And I thought he was just being a jerk, just playing, you know. But he was very respectful. As far as being a jerk, I mean, you know, I would tell people, you know, hey, the person next to you smells really bad. So when I count to three, you're going to look at them and you're going to be polite as possible, but your facial expressions is going to explain everything, you know. So he would laugh during that direction, and he was the only one that would laugh. I had about 10 people hypnotized. And there's a line that I say that's kind of like an out for hypnotists, which I say, you know, if I tap you on your shoulder, thank you for participating, you may sit down. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and he sat down, he enjoyed the show. So after the show, I came up to him and I asked him, I'm like, hey, I noticed that, you know, you were having a hard time following directions. Was it something that I said? Was I not clear about it? You know, just help me become a better performer. And he said, no, I think it's because I have ADD, ADHD. And I said, oh, okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the honesty. And I started looking into it. And that seems to be one difficult aspect. You know, if they do have ADD or ADHD, at least from an entertainer's standpoint, it's a little bit more challenging to hypnotize. I mean, you have to grab their attention, right? So it is real. It is definitely real. I think it is definitely to a limit as well, because I do tell the volunteers that, you know, I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. I'm not going to make you do anything that's going to hurt yourself or hurt others. You know, just follow directions as close as possible. And if I ask you to imagine something, really, really use your imagination. Visualize it. Not only do I want you to visualize it, I want you to, you know, smell it. You know, if I say I have a pizza in front of you, I want you to try to smell that pizza. Try to feel the warmth from the pizza slice. You know, try to, you know, visualize yourself eating the pizza. Like, I want all your senses active, in other words. So, I think the heart rate plays a factor as well. And I ran into this when I was hypnotizing my little sister. I had her do a whole bunch of things. Like, I had her do... My sister's a dancer. She's a singer. So, I had her do a few dances. You know, the Macarena, the Dougie, you know, so forth. And then I had her pretend that she was swimming. Now, my sister doesn't swim very well, so she does struggle swimming. So she's swimming as if she was really in water, a little bit struggling. And then I, you know, told her to, I want you to visualize yourself jogging through the woods. And now you're running through the woods, and she starts running faster. And I think it was because her heart was racing so fast that it kind of snapped her out of the hypnosis. Because I noticed now I didn't have her full attention as before. And she would say, "What?" after I gave her a suggestion. You know, "I want you to try this, try that." And that's never happened. Like, no one's ever questioned, like, "What? Can you repeat that? What'd you say?" You just did what I told them to do. When I do hypnosis, I make sure that I speak very clearly, loudly, and I'm very careful with my instruction. So once I calmed her down as far as her heart rate, you know, I put her back into a hypnotic state. And it's fun. It's definitely a fun thing to do. I don't promote myself as a hypnotist. Again, I'm just JJ the magician. I do not promote myself as JJ the hypnotist or, you know, JJ hypnotizing people. I don't offer it in shows or anything because my biggest fear is I'm going to not get volunteers up there that are willing, because people do have to be willing. I don't want to depend on the audience. I want to be able to depend on myself. So in other words, I put in hours and hours and hours of practice in my craft because I want to be prepared and polished and show it off when I perform. Think of it as the client perspective. You know, if you're going to pay me $400 to be on stage for half an hour and perform for, you know, your family or perform for your company, you want polished routines. You want a complete show. You don't want something that I learned and practiced, you know, for a couple of days or, you know, a few hours beforehand, right? You want something professional, presentable, and complete. People that do this full time, much respect to you guys. My hat is off to you guys. You know, I have a strong respect for hypnotists. It's not easy. They make it seem easy. It is not easy. It is very fun. You do want to stay on a schedule per se when hypnotizing people. You want to go by levels. In other words, you want to start small and then build. The way I do it is I make you forget the number 7, for example. You know, we can, you know, we'll have both hands out, fingers up, and we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I say, okay, when I snap my fingers, the number 7 will not exist. You will not remember it. You won't even see it. You'll completely skip that number and go on to the next. You will not remember the number 7. And they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. And I can see a little bit of confusion in their head. Like, they know something's supposed to be there, but they just can't remember the number 7. I'll also make them, you know, forget their name. They have no idea what their name is. Or I'll give them a false name, you know. If it's a man, I'll say, you know, your name is Janet. If it's a woman, I'll say your name is Jonathan. You know, I'll just, you know, give them manly names of the opposite sex, you know, things like that. I'll elevate to, you know, your left foot will be stuck to the floor. As much as you try to lift up your foot, you cannot. Your foot is stuck. You try to take steps towards me, and you try to take steps back, but you cannot move. And that's just a fun build-up. And it goes on from there. I mean, I've had people, you know, I'd hand them a broom, and I say, okay, this is a pony. Go ahead and ride the pony, and they'll, you know, go on stage and ride the pony, and, you know, things like that. So it's very fun. I love performing it. I don't do it full-time. Again, I don't offer it. I do dabble with it here and there. And like I said before, guys, there's a lot of fake teachers. There's a lot of garbage out there on hypnosis. So if you guys are really interested and you want to start your journey in it or wondering where to start, send me an email. My email is magicmyway@outlook.com. In the title, just put in, you know, I want to learn hypnosis. And no, I'm not selling anything. Nothing like that. But I will give you my resources that I use to learn hypnosis that I know work. And again, thank you to Anonymous. I want to thank them 100 times over for their donations. I do appreciate it. If you guys like the show, you want to show some support, you know, send me an email, send me a message. You want to send me a donation, hey, I'm all for it. My PayPal is magicmyway@outlook.com. And again, this is JJ the Magician, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. First one of 2021. Enjoy, guys. Peace.